The COVID-19 pandemic has slowed the country's population growth to a rate not seen in more than a century. The latest Australian Bureau of Statistics figures show annual growth of less than 1%, with international border closures the biggest factor. Demographers have called the impact extraordinary and say capital cities have been hit the hardest by the slowdown. Helen Frost reports.
Australia has seen an unprecedented slowdown in population growth, with levels sitting at less than 1%. The country's population actually fell in the September quarter for the first time since World War I. Dr. Liz Allen is a demographer from the Centre of Social Research at the Australian National University. She says it's nothing short of extraordinary.
I think any demographer worth their weight will say that they would have never expected such a demographic shift in their lifetime. This is on parallel to wartime experiences.
The natural increase in population, which is based on births and deaths, was down nearly 4% compared with the year before. Dr. Allen says records have been broken across the board.
This is extraordinary stuff. Think about this. This is, you know, records are falling everywhere. Births are down. Deaths are down. Net overseas migration is down. Population growth rates are down. It sounds like Australia is going into a clearance sale.
Australia saw 35,000 more people leave the country than arrive. Demographer Simon Kustenmaher says due to COVID, we haven't seen the arrival of international migrants, skilled migrants and international students who would usually take up a job in the big five cities.
If those international migrants don't come, we will see the inner cities continue to struggle. This will not change up to the point where we reach pre-COVID population levels, which is now probably about 2 years out.
The Joint Standing Committee on Migration is calling for quarantine places to be reserved for migrant workers. Committee Chair Julian Lisa says those who contribute to the economy should be rewarded.
But in an environment where there is a debate now about whether there should be some reserve places for international students or tourists, I think it's important to consider the contribution that skilled migrants play.
Simon Kustenmaher says the slowdown isn't just driven by COVID and migrants.
We now have this large cohort of the millennials, the biggest procrastinators to have ever walked the Australian continent, who invented the gap year, who stayed at uni for just one more degree. They are now finally reaching family formation stage of the life cycle. So that means that you have this big cohort of 7 million who are largely centered or clustered in the inner cities. They're now seeking 3 to 4 bedroom homes to raise their families in.
And this slowdown trend could just be the beginning, according to Dr. Liz Allen.
This is going to shape the future of Australia in such a monumental way. I think we've got a window of about 18 months to make earnest policy investments around climate change, around gender equality, around childcare. This is our insurance policy for the future.
Dr. Liz Allen from the Australian National University and Helen Frost with that report.